Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. We have a lot to get to today. I want to talk about, to me, what was breaking news, breaking information again, and break it down in a very concise way. I can't tell you how many people have been DMing me. They're in every tweet I do, and they just want to understand in a nutshell, as somebody said, and he's one of our, you know, what I would say most astute, studied listeners and a person that participates on X. He said, Jen, can you just break this down to me like I am a 5-year-old? And again, we are on a series, if you will, talking about each and every theory that is out there, breaking down whether the evidence and facts that we know comport with the theory. Daniel with the Drunk Turkey Show joined me the other night. That show was 2 hours, as it's clear. You know, Daniel and I don't agree. Daniel definitely believes this is a lone perpetrator, that this is somebody that is upset, that they are, it's personal, that they're waving around those weeds as some sort of sign, that he believes that this was an attack not about money, but about revenge or retribution because of their rage, if you will. And as you all know, he doesn't stand alone in that. There's a lot of people that believe it is somebody close to Nancy that's done this for all those reasons I just named. And I have to tell you, you know, early on, that was certainly something I was definitely considering. And I always, as facts develop, pivot. That's what you have to do. If you are in an investigation and you are so critically set on one area of watching and believing that it's only going to go in that direction, it's called confirmation bias, and it will completely sabotage actually finding out the truth in any case. And that's just not how I roll. I keep my mind open, especially to new information. And for me, the reason I had to pivot from that was when we found out the ransom notes were real. The two ransom notes were real. We saw the FBI and everything they did, which made it clear to me they absolutely believed they were real. But when Savannah Guthrie got on, you know, television for millions and millions to watch talking about how they were real, that just that, and then Nanos, the interview, and I don't have that clip, but I've played it many times before, where Nanos is asked what the motive was. And he says, well, we've always known what the motive was. This was, you know, from the beginning, and in terms of it being a kidnap for ransom. So, I mean, we know what this is. I really respect all my fellow pundits and YouTubers that have a different opinion. I just don't go with that. You know, in the Idaho case, I also felt like I was on an island in a sense, because in that case, very early on, before Brian Koberger was ever, that name was ever spoken, at the very beginning, I was asked by many mainstream media, on all the YouTube channels, on print media, Newsweek, all the different magazines. And they ask, what do you think? And actually, there, if you look at the article back in Newsweek, way before it was ever solved, I talk about this is probably somebody who lives close and exactly describe him. And that's not magic. It's not because I have some Ouija board. And again, these are strictly, it strictly comes from experience and study and training. That's it. And I'm going to be wrong sometimes. There's no doubt that I'm going to be wrong sometimes. But in this case, we just got some new information, and I really need to deep dive it. I was planning to go into the cartel possibility, and I will do that next show likely. And I still have some simulations that I need to act out for y'all to see, like I did in the David case. But literally, I'm just coming from a place of reviewing facts and what do those lead us to, and keeping in mind new facts will lead to new possible inroads. So again, kidnapping for ransom, why that is the only, I think, element we need to explore. Was it something more personal, on the personal side, where somebody wanted to go in there, not only harm Nancy, but harm this family, harm their reputation, make everything in the media and get their money, right? Or B, was this a more strategic, organized, structured, rich by proxy attack? And I know I've been preaching about this since clear back in March, that I believe this was very much a strong, strong possibility. But I'm going to break it down in kind of a wrench by proxy, paint by numbers for a five-year-old, because I was asked to do that. And it is complicated. It's not like it's not complicated. It really is pretty complicated. So let me first get up on the stage, and we'll talk on it on the other side. A reminder of what Savannah Guthrie said about this case.
And I say, I'm so sorry, Mom.
Sorry. Here we go.
Who took an 84-year-old woman in the dead of night in her pajamas with no shoes, without her medicine? This little person. This isn't that case that you are used to where someone wanders off. She can't wander off. Her phone was there and her purse was there and all her things. Yeah. And the doors were popped open.
Yeah.
And there was blood on the front doorstep. And the Ring camera had been yanked off.
Yeah.
I think my brother, he said, I think she's been kidnapped for ransom. I didn't want to believe. I just said, because of me. To think that I brought this to her bedside, just too much to bear. And I just say, I'm so sorry, Mommy. I'm so sorry.
You know, it's gut-wrenching. But at the end of the day, I squarely believe that absolutely this happened, not because of Savannah, anything Savannah did, but because of Savannah's wealth. So the component that we have never known in this is, does Savannah Guthrie have cryptocurrency? We know she and her husband have been very successful, right? They are listed at being worth over $45 million. That is a lot of money, everyone. $45 million. It's a lot of money. And I've talked about before that it would make sense that, and I was talking about this to my son, this will crack you up. He has no money. He is just starting off as a pilot, you know, has been in school, graduate school, pilot school for years now. He has no money. And you know what he told me? He said, Mom, I have cryptocurrency. And I just laughed. It's not much. It's like 30 cents worth or something, he said, that he bought a long time ago. I said, you need to go in your wallet and see what it's worth now. But nevertheless, my point to all of this is this is something that is new and something that is very new to law enforcement. It's, and I'm going to read you some things to show you how new it is. We're talking about a decade that these sorts of attacks have really been going on and in full force. I've already talked to you about $2 billion paid in Bitcoin ransom in 2023, over $800 million paid in 2024. And in 2025, you know, the stats, they don't have them fully logged, but they are over $800 million already for 2025. But what is a Bitcoin attack by proxy? I'm sorry, a rich, as they call it, attack by proxy. And I have kind of this funny little cartoon to put up for you here. So this is how it got its name. His laptop encrypted, let's build a $1 million cluster to crack it, right? So they're talking about this laptop and they say, no good, it's 496-bit RSA. In other words, they'll never get it cracked. Blast, evil plan is foiled. So then they say, all right, forget that. His laptop is encrypted. What we'll do is we'll just drug him and hit him with a $5 wrench until he tells us the password. Guy said, oh yeah, got it. This is the whole premise. I wanted to get the actual cartoon up here of why they've nicknamed this a wrench attack. In other words, when something is too complex to solve, to get into, you just beat it out of them, right? Beat the key, meaning the pass key to the Bitcoin account out of them. So essentially Bitcoin, and I'm going to explain this again, like a five-year-old, you buy it with US currency or any kind of currency, regular currency, and you purchase Bitcoin. Bitcoin, there's only so many of them, and you can buy just tenths of them or hundreds of them, right? You don't have to. A full Bitcoin right now is at the lowest it's ever been. It's worth $63,000 right now. So what you do is you buy some percentage, or if you can afford a whole one, you can buy a whole one, and it goes into this computer, essentially called a node. And in this computer, it logs whether you have it or not. And then you can also take it out and you can put more in, just like a checking or a savings account, really no difference. But the difference to bad guys is this. One, you can't infiltrate it. In other words, you can't, like a savings, a checking, we've seen this happen, credit card companies, anything done via the wire, people have been able to get into that, right? We've all got those notifications that sadly are, our passwords have been compromised, this company's been compromised, this company's been compromised, because hackers are able to do that, but they cannot get into this Bitcoin node. They can't get into it. So that's the reason why people like Bitcoin, because they feel it's so safe and it's instantly in and instantly out and very difficult to trace after it comes out, kind of like cash would be difficult to trace. I've talked a lot about that. So again, keeping squarely focused and making this very simple. Many people have purchased Bitcoins, especially people with huge wealth, like $45 million, right? Because you need to make your money work for you. If you don't, it will be gone soon. So you invest in real estate and you invest, and many people do, in cryptocurrency. Now, let's talk about the new information that just came out. And when I say just came out, it's been a couple of days. And I need to dive into what CERTIC is, okay? CERTIC is a company, and I'm going to go through it in detail. CERTIC, that's spelled C-E-R-T-I-K, is a company that specifically, and I want to say exactly, it's worth $2 $1,000. Okay. This is not just your average security company. This is a huge conglomerate. It is, and again, I'm going to read it because I don't want to get anything wrong. And how did I even know about CERTIC? I know about CERTIC because they work with the FBI. They work with Scotland Yards. They work around the world because CERTIC are the SMEs, which I've talked about before, subject matter experts that understand crypto attacks, crypto wrench attacks, crypto, and we're going to go into a couple of them, better than anyone, you could argue. So again, CERTIC is a publicly traded and highly credible third-party outlet. And this isn't from them. This is from a write-up on them regarding them, CERTIC. A publicly traded and highly credible third-party outlet used to track private companies and is worth $2 billion. It has raised $296 million in funding from investors like Tiger Global Management, Coinbase, and Insight Partners, basically to help make them safe. Further, CERTIC is essentially, has been used by the FBI, their, what they do to help solve cases. I'm going to give you an example of that. So, do you guys remember the Lazarus Group? Do you remember this case? Some of you might not be thinking this is a case or remember this case, but it was basically North Korean sponsored hackers. North Korean sponsored hackers. And they were responsible for all these heists, meaning heists, stealing, breaking in and stealing by conducting cyber exploitation of Bitcoin. I'm trying to make this so simple. Anyway, CERTIC, this company I'm talking about, their blockchain analysis team identify key on-chain transactions and evidence linking these breaches to an atomic wallet. I know this sounds so crazy. Alphado, CoinPaid, and Stake. The FBI used CERTIC's analysis, everything they had done on that case, for them to charge and indict, because CERTIC was able to show the interconnected blockchain trails to attribute the multi-million dollar exploits of the Lazarus Group. So I'm five now. I'm going to break this down. Korean sponsored hacks broke in and stole millions and millions. What was that? 200 million something. It was a huge amount. It was very orchestrated of all of these different companies and all these different Bitcoin chains. All that Bitcoin chain is transactions. It's like your checking account statement. Okay, you took this in, you took this out. Bitcoin chain. That's as simple as it gets. They were able, CERTIC, to interconnect all of these transactions, everyone, and help the FBI to solve that case and charge that case. That's why I know about CERTIC. CERTIC is, so the FBI, a lot of people think the FBI just does their own work in terms of these complicated cases. We don't. I can tell you, do you know how many FBI agents there are? And I don't know to this day. I can't give you the number. Maybe somebody will look that up. But I can tell you at any one time, no more than 15,000. And when I was around 10,000. Maybe 12 at the most. You've got these little teeny classes. When I was there, there were about five classes going through Quantico the year I was there. And there were five of them. Five classes with 30 or less each. For every agent, though, there's an analyst. So there's over 30,000 something, 40,000 analysts, right? Support staff, we call them, people that help agents. I'm not trying to digress. I'm just trying to say that what we do as the Bureau is we put funds toward experts like CERTIC. If they are looking to solve a wrench attack case, it is not going to be an FBI agent that is more of a jack of all trades, especially with something brand new like Bitcoin and nodes and blockchains and all of this that they need to understand. Because there are people, we had one on the show who's amazing. It's what he does every day, all day long. To understand it, who does that and who does it the best in this country or in this world? CERTIC. CERTIC came out in May with a 2026 wrench attack overview. And again, this is by far the biggest break. And thank you. There's 13,700 agents right now, just right in that window. I said there's never, usually at least 10,000, never more than 15,000. So CERTIC came out and said that Nancy Guthrie's case is a wrench attack by proxy. A wrench attack by proxy. So what is that? This isn't the traditional where you go in and you find Savannah, who is likely the one with the Bitcoin, and you beat it out of her. What's the code? What's the code? This isn't that. This is what we call by proxy. And when we say by proxy, again, to get at Savannah's money. You want to get somebody close to Savannah that you use to barter, you use to ransom to get the money. So really no different than a ransom other than you're doing it for Bitcoin. In this case, Bitcoin. That was the that was the cryptocurrency they sought. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. So as Savannah says, and as her brother knows, was this because of me? Again, not because of her, but they wanted her wealth. So what CERTIC brings to the stage, in my view, is the knowledge. For the first time, I know I've been talking about this since March, this being a wrench attack, but for the first time now, there is actually information from CERTIC, who, as I said, $2 billion company, the subject matter experts when it comes to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency type cases. Really quick, I want to recognize Deborah 510. Thank you so much. As I always say, there's nothing that means more than having you guys as part of our membership. I expect that in July, for me, from a work standpoint, from my cases, them to slow down a little bit where I can really get on and deeply get involved in doing special thing for members like our swag that we have coming up. I need to get on it. I know I talk about it. Just give me a little bit more time. I want to thank Kelly. And Kelly, I haven't forgot about you. I'll continue to work on that. Just give me a week or so on that issue. Sorry, sidebar there. But I want to tell you specifically what CERTIC can do. Okay. CERTIC can see and monitor public blockchains. Well, some might be saying everybody can do that if you have the numbers, but they do it in a larger aspect. Public blockchains use transparent, immutable ledgers. Anyone, including any blockchain security firm like CERTIC, can view all transaction, all wallet balances, all smart contract activity. You see the difference? TMZ has the number, right, of at least the one that they gave up. But they don't know Savannah Guthrie's. Savannah Guthrie knows Savannah Guthrie's, assuming she has this. And I make this leap because of what CERTIC is putting their reputation on the line for, to literally list and in detail discuss in their report. And I'm going to read that to you too. What else can CERTIC do? They use Skynet, an active on-chain monitoring and security platform that constantly tracks blockchain protocols, flags vulnerabilities, evaluates network health, and sends real-time security alerts. SkyTrace, a visualization tool that allows users and investors to visually map out transaction paths and track the flow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Out of funds between different wallet addresses. What does this mean to me? When I hear this, listen, if you can track between different wallet addresses, that's all I need to figure out if Savannah Guthrie has cryptocurrency. Because I look at all of the, basically it's a whole different ballgame if I can see everything, if I can see everybody transferring everywhere, and then I can start making nexuses. All right. Sky Insights, an API service that provides anti-money laundering tracking. An AP service that provides anti-money laundering tracking, transaction monitoring, and risk assessment for specific addresses across 130 blockchains. So there are a lot of security measures in place. There's a lot of information out there is what I'm trying to say. And this isn't just for CERTIC that is in the business of securing cryptocurrency. No, this is also potentially at the hands of the bad guys wanting to identify who has cryptocurrency and who is vulnerable. Make no mistake. I pointed out a case already. The FBI has specifically utilized CERTIC's work in blockchain analysis and in identifying corrupt transactions that took place to take down Korean-backed hackers. Look up that case. Okay, they cannot see, I want to talk about what they cannot see. They cannot see inside strictly private or privacy focused blockchains. So they point that out. But we know that at least one of the blockchains they were using was public. Let's see. Can they analyze whether if they have a particular name, Savannah Guthrie, can CERTIC find out whether she has crypto? Yes. If an analytics firm like Certiq has a specific name or identity associated with the wallet, in this case they would, they can view the public blockchain and know exactly what crypto they have. And again, the reason this is so important is it's not just about Certiq. It is also about the bad guys being able to identify this. Because how Wrench attacks by proxy, and that's what I'm going to stick with here, how Wrench attacks by proxies work is because typically the people with high wealth, they have bodyguards, they drive around in limousines, they are very difficult to get to. So who do they go to? They go to the relative. Can you think of a more vulnerable relative of Savannah Guthrie than her mother? Annie lives with Tommaso, has a child, you know, very public. She teaches, she has a jewelry business. You could call her vulnerable. She doesn't live all by herself. She's not easy to get to. Her brother up in Vermont, a fighter pilot, retired with the National Guard, with a family, very private, so more difficult to get his information. Or Nancy Guthrie. Nancy Guthrie, who lives in a house, doesn't even have a security system, people. She didn't even have ADT, so an alarm would go off. She had three cameras, but they were strictly so she could watch wildlife, everyone. It's an absolute godsend that, again, speaking of subject matter experts, the Bureau didn't get that film of Porch Guy. I mean, they got it, but they got it because of the Google experts that understand how it still could be maintained even without a subscription. Even without a subscription. So that's who you use, our subject matter experts. And to me, the facts are one of the main subject matters expert is Certiq. And that's who the Bureau has used on other cases. Again, that's how I knew of them. I want to specifically say or let you all know exactly what Certiq wrote in their paper. And this, again, this is where this appeared. They have a publication, and they in this publication, it's vast, but part of it is about Wrench attack overviews in 2026. And I want to give you the exact words that Certiq wrote in their most recent review about Wrench attacks and Nancy's abduction being a Wrench attack by proxy. Here I say, I'm going to bring it up. I hate to not use the exact words. So here we go. Well, I thought I had it right there. Give me 1 second. Here it is. Nope, that's not it either. Sorry. 1 second. Here it is. I think this is it. This is it. I'm going to read it. So it talks about the 2026 numbers. They give a closer look, et cetera, et cetera. They talk about graphs. They talk about European hyper-concentration of Wrench-style attacks. Again, we know that one happened just north of Nancy's house in Scottsdale, Arizona, the day before she was taken. Then they have a section. notable 2026 cases. Three cases stand out from first months in 2026. And they talk about Yang Wang in Istanbul, Turkey. Their second case, Nancy Guthrie, United States. The 84-year-old mother of journalist Savannah Guthrie was kidnapped as part of a $6 million Bitcoin ransom demand, illustrating the documented trend of proxy targeted selection already identified in our 2025 report. And then they go on to talk about others. I mean, this is pages and pages long. But my point is, when I saw this, you know, they believe it is a wrench attack. No doubt they're putting their reputation on the line. And I believe it is because they understand what Savannah had and what she didn't have, and that she had Bitcoin. That's what I'm reading. Because why else would this be cited by such a reputable company, a company that the FBI uses? Again, this is just one of our overviews of the possible reasons for her being kidnapped for ransom. And we're going to look at more. We can't just stay focused on one. You have to look at all the different possibilities out there. But to me, at this point, this is the leading reason, in large part because of what Sirtec is saying. Remember, after Nancy likely died, the attackers did try to go back. And this is another reason why I think this makes a lot of sense. The FBI and all their subject matter experts, which I guarantee you, they're doing everything in their possible to, in their realm of possibility, to trace the ransom demands that came into the two local stations and later to TMZ. They are doing everything in their power to trace where those communications came from, what IP address. And they haven't gotten anything, and we're on day 132, everyone. The FBI, with their money, with their subject matter experts like Sirtec, because you can guarantee that they're working that angle too. Remember, Bitcoin, they put in a Bitcoin address. Sirtec could be working feverishly behind the scenes trying to figure out, is that Bitcoin address that was in one of the first two letters, is that Bitcoin address, who is that related to? Were there any transactions concerning that in any way? Obviously, the number's out there now, but in terms of fraudulently obtaining and getting that Bitcoin address up, because, you know, if you and I go to get a Bitcoin address, we have to tell who we are. A wallet, it's called. An account. They use these fancy names. It's an account. You have to open up an account, and it has to be the proper information. Whoever opened up the account on the Bitcoin that's in those two ransom letters obviously used fictitious information. Are there any data points in that that can point to other wallets that these people have? That's the sort of deep dive analysis that's going to be done by subject matter experts like Sirtec to try to solve this. Because remember, their end game is to be able to be the leading identifiers and leading choice to help make your account safe, your crypto safe, and to help law enforcement. They give everything over to law enforcement. Everything. So to me, we are talking sophisticated when the Bureau can't even figure out the Bitcoin, who opened that, because they have the address, they can't figure it out. And you know what else they can't figure out? Who emailed six emails? Three locations, two emails each. They can't figure it out. Sophisticated. Porch guy, I don't think is sophisticated, guys. I've said it before. I think that's the one thing all of us can agree on. He's not sophisticated per se, but he did a lot of things right. He did a lot of things right. He went in the dark. He covered himself enough, so it would seem. He took off that Nest camera, which, as I said the other night, these are not easy to take off if you have them. We've got them drilled into our house. You can't just pluck it off. It's at least mine. It's drilled in with screws. And then they're drilled into my wall, to my brick, my concrete block. Good luck getting that off. You can get it off. I mean, you can pull it and just disfigure it. You can grab it off. And then after it's off, you know, it's going to take a few minutes for it to disconnect from the Wi-Fi. Hers was a Nest. It was 100% Wi-Fi communicative. So it had a holder. Mine has a holder still drilled into the wall. Nevertheless, it's not anything you couldn't do with some strength and some vines to grip it in. Did I make that easy enough? Please tell me in chat. I'll dumb it down in a, and I only say that because I've had to dumb it down for myself because it's complicated. But essentially, you have a company that are the leading experts on cryptocurrency security that have worked cases for the FBI in the past, and not just the FBI, worldwide, they work these cases with those government law enforcement entities. They have identified for the 2026 Nancy's abduction as being a wrench attack. What do they base that on? I went through all the different avenues they have to discern whether it is, whether cryptocurrency exists on the behalf of Savannah Guthrie. From there, a bad guy could also likely discern that. They would then target Savannah, get all the information. Then they would hire a mope. This is what they do, or mopes, to break into Nancy's house, who they would have identified as being the most vulnerable, to break into her house, to hold her hostage, so that they could ransom her against Savannah. In hopes of getting, in this case, they wanted 6 Bitcoin. Oh, I'm sorry, 6 million in Bitcoin. So the goal was $6 million. And whatever that equated to back on February 2nd was when they sent that ransom note. In other cases, and if you look back at other shows I've done, I did a series on different wrench attacks, and I specifically did a series on a wrench by proxy that took place. It was terrible. They actually kidnapped the father of someone with a Bitcoin wallet. And they took the father, several guys in that one, because sometimes there's more than one person. But, and there could be more than one person with Nancy. We don't really know for sure. Again, I saw that the walkie-talkie in the pant, which makes me think there's more than one person there. And these are unsophisticated people. they might not have ever done an attack. If you look at the attack that happened in Scottsdale, just north of Nancy, those were two kids, 16 and 17 years old, that drove over 600 miles. They were given $1,000, as I recall, just to perpetrate, and then promised if they got that, if they beat them hard enough, they tied up those two individuals because they were the actual individuals with the Bitcoin. So in other words, they were not like Nancy, a for proxy, but they would have been the ones with the Bitcoin numbers that you need to get into the wallet so you can immediately do a withdrawal. They were beating them, these two kids. And by the grace of God, because they're so stupid and unsophisticated, they left a kid in the house. They didn't search the house because, again, these are unsophisticates. And that person called 911. The police came and the wrench attackers fled. High speed chase. They were caught. They were literally two kids that had never met each other. And guess who they were directed by? Red and Eight. That was a sophisticated attempt, although it wasn't successful. And I tell you, these guys behind this, they are ruthless. I don't think just because they're robbers that do it in a sophisticated manner, that they aren't ruthless. They could care less. In fact, the one I told you about, where it was won by proxy, and they kidnapped the father of the person with the crypto, they cut a finger off of him, everyone. Cut his finger off. They got that person, though. They ended up saving him. And I believe it's unclear that ransom could have been paid. And in a lot of these, they pay it without even seeing any proof of life. The families decide to pay. Why? These families have so much money. It's literally like somebody coming into your house and saying, we've kidnapped your mom. Can you send us $100? Maybe not $100, but just say right now, your liquid money, just let's say you have $20,000 in your nest egg. You have $20,000 in your nest egg, and they ask for the $20,000. Are you going to give it up? That's for every person to make their own decision. They asked for only $6 million of Savannah Guthrie's wealth. Only $6 million. She's worth $45 million. They're very smart. They make it within the realm of being able to pay. Now, if they would have asked for $50 million, that's ridiculous. Because most of their wealth likely is tied up in stocks and bonds and real estate and investment ventures, warehouses, other things that you invest in when you have money so that you have monthly income coming back. But $6 million? I bet that was pretty liquid. Maybe I'm wrong. But if they knew their cryptocurrency ledger, wouldn't that be something? Why is this case? Why are we on day 132? It's not because Annie did this. It's not because Savannah did this. It's not because Cameron was involved. It's not because of Tommaso. It's not the drummer from the band. It's more complicated than that. And that's why, despite subject matter experts, despite the full breadth of the FBI working on this, so far, no arrests and no subjects name. Now, some people could say, and I want to read to you, because I do think this is important. Pima County is in charge of this investigation. Kash Patel said it to Hannity, and then said it again. Said it again with Katie Pavlich on News Nation. He said, this is their case. If they ask us for help, we'll help. We are helping, but only if they ask us. Made it abundantly clear. And I pointed out, well, you know, actually sub B of the law says that if you haven't found the person after 24 hours, the Lindbergh law, you can assume that they've gone across state lines. That's a presumption within the law. You can read it. It's, I believe, 18 USC 1201 sub B. Please look at it. That is a presumption within the law. And then secondarily, if you use interstate communication, interstate commerce, we call it, you absolutely have the nexus to be the lead on this case. But the FBI does not want to go get into the habit of taking cases that have venue, local venue, and grabbing it from them. You know? And there's a lot of other reasons too, I think. As he said, I mean, Kash Patel has said, listen, this is flubbed up from the beginning. Who wants a messed up case? Sadly. But they're helping. They're doing what they can ever since day four. But I want to say what Pima County said, because this is important. Because a lot of people said, Jen, why would you say that? Because essentially Pima County has said, no, it's not true about wrench attacks. Well, that's not true. The FBI has said nothing. Now, the FBI could come out and say something, and maybe as we continue to make noise about this, as CERTEC is putting it in their investigative findings, maybe we will see them have a clear posture. But right now, all we have is this. This isn't from Sheriff Nanos. This is from their public information officer. Quote, the Pima County Sheriff's Department has not received any reports referencing wrench attacks in our community. The investigation into Nancy Guthrie's disappearance remains active and ongoing. When there is a significant update, it will be shared public. That's all they said. I don't even know what to make of that. Has not received any reports referencing wrench attacks in our community. I don't know what to say. There's a lot of steps you have to understand. And the question is, are they looking into this? Do they agree with CERTEC's evaluation? Are they currently using CERTEC right now? We just don't know. The Bureau. Okay, I'm going to get into some questions here. This is Bias Bebs Cankles. I talk about this account. Cracks me up, Cankles. If wrench attack, why a backpack? Leave it in the car. Okay. Let me pull up. I know people don't like my clicking. Someday I'm going to get this fixed. Somebody even sent me how to get it to turn off, and I just have not taken the time to do it. I've got to look at it and do it. Some people say they don't mind it. I've heard it when I don't watch mine per se, but I listen to parts of them. I do not edit my videos, as you know. It's just raw. It's the way it is. Unless, for instance, I have a mic malfunction or something like that, and then I'll cut that out until I start to speak. But you're getting it raw here. All my mistakes, the times that, you know, I just make an error. So you guys get it raw. I want to get a picture. I want to get the video porch guy up here. So forgive me here. Got a lot of video in here. I think I should just always have my video porch guy up here. But sometimes I don't have room for it. Let's see. All right. This is it. Let's see. Okay. So let's pull this up, the backpack. Why would he have that? Well, first of all, in my opinion, and a lot of people actually kind of agree with this, no matter what side, even if they think that, you know, this is the family behind this, or they think that it's somebody with a personal grievance or issue, you know, no matter what, I think we can all agree this is an unsophisticated guy. I could tell you, in any gang case I've had, and I was embedded in the gang unit for 6 years, meaning I didn't even office with the FBI. My desk was in the gang unit. I was out on the streets with the gang unit every single day. And I never saw gangbangers, but we'll get that's kind of a different show. They don't use holsters. People, they have it. I've seen them in their back pocket, in their waistband. That's usually where it is, in a particular part of their waistband. They don't go out and buy holsters. They're gangsters. They're too cool for that. Nevertheless, he has a backpack because there are things he needs in there, and perhaps things. No, I'm going to leave it at that. There's things he needs in there. For instance, did he bind her in any way? Did he put anything over her head? I know we all agree there's expirated blood on the porch right here. I'm glad to hear you missed the clicking. I just put some more in there. Here's expirated blood, not only here, but I have a better picture. This isn't even my favorite picture because those droplets, and we've showed this, when you have a lot of drops in one spot, they do make these little bitty drops, but I have one further away from this big, I don't know if you can see my cursor here, from this big area. It's over here where you can see it's expirated. Little droppings that are not around where the concentration of the big drops are. So I totally believe expirated blood. So that might make you think, well, then she didn't have a hood over her face. But remember what porch guy looked like. Maybe he bought more than one of these. I don't know. It wouldn't make much sense. The whole idea is to keep her eyes from being seen. And then also to keep her eyes from being seen. And then also to keep anybody from saying we saw it was Savannah Guthrie if she has something over her face. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, that's also for another show, all those details that we've done on another show. At the end of the day, he has a backpack because there's things in there he needs. For instance, items that he may have needed, which I believe, I know others disagree, I believe he went in the back way. I've got many pictures. There was nothing done to that front door. It's pristine. But the back doors were open. So I very much believe he went in the back door. Obviously, he didn't use anything to or bring anything to yank that off. And I still believe he used those vines to just get a better grip, because that was impromptu, as we can all see, when he goes and gets those vines. So items that he might have needed in that backpack, again, did he have zip ties? Did he have anything to put over her? The expirated blood tells us not only that she was alive, but likely her mouth was not covered. Could there, though, have been, which is the bigger reason to put something over somebody's head, is you want to cover their eyes so they can't see the vehicle you're putting them in. They can't see you up close. They can't see where you're being taken to. And again, I fully believe she was put in the trunk. She wasn't, I can't think of a case where you kidnap somebody and you put them where, if you get pulled over by police, a late night person is driving by at this time and they look at your car, you don't put them in the car. You put them in the trunk. So he could have had items like that. Items he would have needed to use to open the door in the back. So there could have been a number of things he had in there, and some things he did and some things he didn't use. But that's the backpack. So again, wrench attackers, all it means is a more sophisticated network identifying a target, calling the shots in terms of this is where you need to go. Here's some money up front. Here's what you'll get if it's successful. And they're reaching out for anybody. Now, you might ask, where do you find these people? I'm not suggesting you do this because it's very monitored, but you go on the dark web and it's dark. You can see anything there. You can see people getting murdered. You can see people doing horrible things to children. You can solicit for people who will do things just like this. And there's a lot of them out there. And I mean, so costumey. Like I said, no matter the overall arching why this happened, I think most of us believe just totally unsophisticated. Let me pull up this other. I thank you for your indulgence with my clicking. Oh, there's Simba. Hi, Simba. Simba just went to go get an oil change, not his oil change, but he was out with my son. And he came in like a herd of elephants. Come here, baby. He's been gone on a visit for a week. All right. Can everybody see? He hates being held. Here you go, baby. Look at him. Hi, everyone. Oh, Simba's shaking. All right, go back down to your bed. He's got a little bed down here. Sorry, I digress. Hi, Betty. Huge dog lover here. I don't know if we have any in the audience today. Usually we do. I mean, we love our dogs. But let me not digress too much and get the other video of Porch Guy up. I actually have people often ask me if I can please put up or have Simba come on my lap once in a while. So for those who have asked that, there he is, my big boy Simba. He actually weighs like 32 pounds. He's so husky. Again, I digress. Okay, I think this is the one I want. Sorry for the clicking, everyone. Yeah. Oversized gloves. Those gloves don't fit him. Hot mess there. He has reflective fabric on his backpack. You don't do that if you're a pro. He can't get a grasp on that slippery sucker of an S camera. So he makes the decision to go get some ivy. He kind of looks around, pulls it. And you can tell the force at which he used that ivy because it's actually in the holder. You can see it in the holder. So I really think, and you can see him kind of using both hands. I think that's what the ivy's all about. I don't think it's a ritualistic, you know, waving. Now, believe me, that wasn't on my own. I had a wonderful scientist on, Dr. Fitzpatrick, who was really the inventor of IgG, if you will, and being used in the way it was used for criminal investigations. She did the very first one. She's really incredible. Her bona fides, her PhDs, her background is unmatched. And she was on, and we were talking all about this, all about the vines. And that's where she said, could it have been used to grasp? And then I went back and looked at some of the footage I had from the where it was mounted. And oh my gosh, you can see that vine stuck in there Portuguese guy didn't just wave it. And so anyway, we definitely both came to that conclusion in our opinions about what that was used for. We've talked a lot about the gun. You know, to me, this is a guy costumey, and he's like, yeah, dressing up like the Green Goblin today to do the crime of the century. There's a whole series I did on whether he acted alone or not. I hope you take a look at that. I've got a lot of good footage of him stopping, looking, staying stared in another direction. Good footage of that. And then really good footage of the walkie-talkie. Everyone, thanks for saying that about Dr. Fitzpatrick. I think she was really great. We had her on twice. I really love her.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void were prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Insights. We got a long way down the road on those insights, I think. You know, the question about, let's go through a couple of questions here. I know we're running over. I'm sorry. It's your Sunday morning. A piece of duct tape to cover the lens. I don't think he wanted to cover the lens. I think he wanted to take that camera so that nothing could be seen at any one time. And if there was storage within the camera, you know, itself, that you wouldn't have it. So he was sophisticated enough to know that there could be some sort of hard drive mechanism within the camera itself that was in the Nest camera that he took that he wouldn't want to be available. So merely covering it, that would solve one problem of being able to see anything, being able to see Nancy be taken out. Again, if you look here, there's no blood. So a lot of people, you know, we went through the whole staged, why this can't be staged. The blood wasn't there, and then the blood was there. So a lot of people are trying to say something happened away from the house, and then they just staged this to look this way. If that happened, then basically that's saying that Nancy went along with it. And I just don't believe that. All right. And again, reasonable minds will differ. And I see these different hypotheses that maybe seven people have the same hypotheses. I actually recently saw a woman that took on my hypothesis a couple months later. So there's at least two law enforcement people that believe in the hypothesis of this possibly being Wrench. Yeah, you know, you wonder, will Porch Guy's costume be the number one costume? Boy, wouldn't that kind of be sad? Ugh, I don't know. I think it's just too dark unless she ends up being alive and well. Maybe just too dark for me anyway. Cat lady, love the cats. In fact, I've started back, for those of you who follow Twitter, and I know Twitter can be kind of rough, and it really does get rough. I mean, it's something. But if you take a look, I started back with my morning tweets. I stopped morning tweets when I started the Nancy Guthrie case, and that was because I literally every morning and throughout the day was only posting on Nancy Guthrie, and I got away from my morning tweets. But I'm starting them back up. Usually it's just a feel good. And I have the best one on cats that you would love to see. It's really cute. So I've started back with that again, doing just a morning kind of feel good tweet. A lot of times it is about crime. Sometimes it isn't about crime, But anyway, if you're on there, hopefully you can look for that in the mornings. Maybe I need to do my morning tweets as shorts. Maybe I'll start doing that. Again, his size, a lot of people have been talking about that, 5'10" to 6 foot tall. Yeah, I think anybody who loves animals, even if you're a cat person per se, and you know, I say the difference between somebody who, for instance, loves or likes dogs and somebody who is a dog person. Dog person, we think of these dogs as sort of a person. Like they need to go everywhere with us. We brush their teeth. They are our people. And there's a lot of people who really like dogs, but they don't quite think of them like that. Like they can go out in the doghouse and have a dog run, and that's not abuse per se. It would be abuse to my dog because my dog is so spoiled. But anyway, I do agree with you, cat person, that people who like cats and dogs, I think, really love and appreciate all animals. Linda says that he's wearing glasses. I don't think he's wearing glasses. I've heard a lot about this that perhaps, whoa, my hair's a mess. I've heard a lot about this that he could have had some, and let me put this one back on, that he could have had some sort of mask under the mask, like almost like what happens when you put on pantyhose, right? Back in the day, a lot of mask people would use pantyhose to obscure their face. I don't believe that. I think it's too clear. His face, his eyebrows, his eyes, I don't think there's a mask underneath there. Yeah, that reflective tape. So back to the backpack. We know it was about a $10 backpack. It's only manufactured by Walmart. It's only sold by Walmart, but then it could be sold after that. But I brought up that I think that it would be a silly prospect from the standpoint that eBay, Poshmark, whatever these other places are, they are not going to spend the money, even in postage, to resell a $10 backpack. They mostly deal in high-end things or things you can't get anywhere. That's what I use them for. I only wear one type of tennis shoe for tennis, only one, and I can't find it anymore. So I have to go on eBay, and I have to go any place I can find it to try to find these crazy tennis shoes, Prince T22s, and I'm a size 6. They're very, very difficult to find. I think it is possible he could have had multiple layers of clothing. Yes, my little beagle Simba. He's such a porch dog. Do you know what a porch dog is? A porch dog is one of these dogs you can take anywhere. We take him to 5-star restaurants. We bring him in and he sits underneath the table, underneath my feet for 2 or 3 hours. You would never even know he's there. Porch dogs just are content to just sit right by you on the porch as you sit in your rocking chair. And they don't move, and they're just so calm. And that is my porch dog. I'm going to show you him again. This is where he usually is when I'm doing a live. I don't know if you guys can see him. Can you see him? There he is, right down there. He's in his red cushy. He loves this particular bed. It's kind of small for him, but he loves it. He got it for Christmas. You guys, it's a Sunday morning. We're going to keep it a little bit light because we're talking about something not very light. Linda says, I don't think the family is involved in any way. I agree, but make no mistake, we are not what most people think. If you look at almost any channel, they are still leaning toward the family. They are still leaning toward the family. That's just a fact. And they say little clues to let you know that. And then some of them full out do shows on it. I don't, if I end up being wrong, I'm fine with being wrong. This isn't about being right or wrong. This is about hopefully being able to find Nancy and justice for Nancy. And for us in the public, being able to understand what might've happened. Let's see. Oh, thanks. Everybody likes Simba. So let's talk a little bit about Kalela. I could do a whole show on him, but I'll touch on it. You know, Kalela was the one that sent the two ransom demands to Annie and to Tommaso. He actually goes by Tommy. Savannah calls him Tommy. Seems like he likes to be called Tommy, but his official name is Tommaso. Remember, they sent two text messages to them asking for Bitcoin. He was immediately arrested and then immediately let out on bond, which I found deplorable. If you're going to exploit these families like this, for the FBI then to do an arrest and then to have him be out the next day on posting a $2,000 bond, $20,000, but a bondsman will do it. You just pay the $2,000. Really sad. I don't think it puts out any message to these people who like to lop onto these cases and extort families. Lazy Days is saying he changed his plea. I need to look into that. I think if he changed his plea, he just knows he's dead in the water. I mean, I read the evidence on this. It's literally, he's such an idiot. It's from his device. He was the only one on his device. They have the information showing what he was doing before and after the text message that led straight to him. This was absolutely a moronic type ransom crap that he pulled. And I don't think he can give anybody anything. I think it's just a matter of him not wanting to go to trial. He knows the notoriety of this thing, and he wants to just do a plea, get out in 5 years, and move on. I don't know if it's a five-year plea. That's just my guess. But that's what I would think, is they offered him something like that. He's 20 years is actually the statute that he could receive. So my guess is he just wants a little bit of time, and I don't think he has any information to offer. I would very much doubt. Waiting on UFC White House card tonight. So interestingly, and I posted this morning, and I think I am going to make shorts of these. I posted about, again, a sidebar, training at Quantico, and how when we go through our training, a huge amount is on firearms, a huge amount is defensive tactics, physical fitness, and then the fourth aspect is, of course, the academic piece of it, which is really the largest piece. Every day you're studying, and you're studying the law. And so it's just a huge part of it. But as I said, we have defensive tactics where we fight each other. We punch, we put on boxing gloves, we wrestle, we fight dirty. It's really, really super intense. Black eyes, bloody noses, concussions. I got a concussion. One eye, the pupil was this big, and the other eye, the pupil was normal. So a bit of a problem there. But anyway, the whole point is that you know that if you get struck and you get your bell rung, you have cobwebs up there that you can still fight to save your life or the life of another. That's the whole point of why we do that. In any way, an MMA fighter was there. Sorry, the World Cup stuff somehow reminded me of that. An MMA fighter that some of you might know, Mike Chandler, he was there teaching at Quantico, and I just love that. Anything to make these agents safer, stronger, better, badder is so good. And yes, is everybody watching the World Cup? We won 4-1 against Paraguay. We've got kind of an easy draw. I feel like, wow, did we get home field advantage or what? But anyway, you know, the World Cup is the largest sporting event in the world. Even though we love American football and basketball, of course, the Knicks just won. I don't even want to touch on that because I was so disappointed to see them rioting and, you know, blowing up their town and starting fires and jumping on cars and just acting like absolute animals. I just didn't even want to touch on that. It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing as a nation. It's embarrassing as a sporting community. For somebody who loves sports, to see that is just pathetic. Sorry. That's how I believe. Committing crime because your team won. So stupid. Nevertheless, the World Cup is going on, and yes, it definitely will be keeping track of that. Let me see. If her head was covered, we wouldn't have the blood spatter, right? So been totally covered, because that's from my experience. That's what normally happens. They bag your head. But in this case, I really believe that her mouth and nose were free and that perhaps they used some sort of blindfold. It doesn't make any sense that they wouldn't, unless this was staged. Remember, some people truly believe this was staged. In other words, that she would have been in on it, that this was all staged. You know, I can't make heads or tails about that personally. I actually tried to look it up statistically, how many kidnappings are staged, and they're not. Murders can be staged to look like other things. In other words, missing people who are missing, but they're really murdered. There can be stagings involved in that. In other words, they murder them and try to look like they're missing. I guess that could be a premise here. I just can't. We went through it all for 2 hours the other day, so I don't want to go over. I just personally can't wrap my head around it, but it's so statistically low, the Bureau doesn't even keep track of that stat. I totally agree. Ellie has so much more. I don't want to say camera footage than we have. I think they have the camera footage that was at 212, but it's a shadowy figure. And I don't think they've been able to hone in on it. But if you're talking about overall camera footage, I absolutely agree. I don't think they have any more camera footage, at least that we know of. Perhaps they do. But I think they were very limited. And Cash Patel was so excited about that, unless it was something earth-shaking that the public could help with. They're not going to release anything further they were able to find. So, no, because the question is, wouldn't they have seen Nancy Guthrie arrive when she was dropped off by Tommaso? No, they went through the garage. And so that's on the other side of the house, out of the view of this camera. The reason that Nancy Guthrie had the cameras, and she had them also up on the roof, but they were pointing out toward that pool area and courtyard, the reason she had them was to watch javelina and other wildlife. So she didn't have it for the purpose of really security or safety. And so there was nothing in her garage. So when she was dropped off, they have when the garage door opened and when the garage door closed, likely information also from Tommaso's phone and from Nancy's phone as to when all of that took place, but no camera footage because there were no cameras out there. Good question, Linda. You know, this is so kind of you. Whack Abstract says, you're so good, can we rely on any other YouTubers in this case? You know, what I always say, first of all, I'm just going to say this, and I know a lot of people came down on me about this, but there were a lot of good things about the streamers. The good things about the streamers who were out there, I didn't like everything they did. Obviously, I've talked also about that and what I didn't like, but what I did like about them, specifically when the case was really, really ongoing, we had a lot of information that they disclosed to us. We were able to see the lay of the land. We were able to understand where houses were. We were able to understand choke points. We were able to understand egresses and ingresses to the community. We were able to see what different neighbors were like. We were able to get kind of a real life view of this neighborhood, the aesthetic and the house. That's always interesting and important. As far as other particular YouTube channels, I always say that, because I'm assuming you're looking for a law enforcement aspect, I always say, you know, try. I never say anything bad about any of the channels. I never point them out and say, oh, they're, you know, this or that. I would say look and see kind of what your style is. There are very few fact-based channels. And there's also, of the fact-based channels, I think all of them have an opinion. And a lot of them point toward the family. I don't. And like I said, I know I'm on an island. So, you know, we'll see how it all ferrets out. But nevertheless, I would say WAC Abstracts, take a look at the different channels and see what you see out there that you that is within your what you like to hear. And if not, we come at you every day. So appreciate you so much being here. Yeah, it is unspeakable to think what really happened. And I've talked a lot about this, about how what really, I actually have talked about what likely happened to Nancy. And it's horrible. It's horrible when you really think what this poor woman went through. Not even a total idiot would use vines to get a better grip. Come on. Well, I tell you what. That's the only logical explanation I can come up with that fits the facts. And that is he goes and initially tries to pull it off. His gloves are oversized. Can't get a hold of it because his gloves are moving all around. He turns around. He looks around. It's obviously something he didn't anticipate or else he would have gotten the vines on his way up. He goes back. He looks around and it looks like he says, oh, these might work. And then he grabs them with two hands. He uses actually two hands. Grabs them, and then you can see the vines go up, and I have that video, and bam, then the disconnection occurs. And furthermore, the evidence of that is the fact that the vines are actually embedded into the back of the holder where the camera was affixed to. So that shows me force, that shows me deliberate. That shows me that it wasn't just waving them around. So, you know, whether we call them an idiot or not, it seemed like they worked. Who would wear their holster like that? An idiot. So, you know, maybe he is an idiot, but it seemed to work. We know 100%, Mike. 12:42, she came back to the house, and this is how we know. And we did a whole show on it. Drunk Turkey and I, Daniel, he also was law enforcement. We did a whole show on it. Listen, they have Tommaso's cell phone. They have Annie's cell phone. They have Nancy's cell phone. They have the pacemaker connecting and then disconnecting. They have all her things that were there. So you're going to tell me she went over there, didn't take her purse, didn't take her cane, all that was left behind, including the cane. We just heard, I did a whole show on this, the more recent audio footage from the police department. You got to take a look at it. You got to listen. She was there. Pace Baker disconnected at 2:28. We 100% know she was there. Let's see. Sorry, clicking again. I need to report clicking coming up. I like this from Meg. Meg says, listen, I just don't believe there's any way that all the tips have been followed up on. How many tips came in? Yeah, I've heard up to 50,000. I've heard certainly 10,000 or more. It's impossible. As I've said, this case is not cold. They're drinking from a fire hose. There's only about 20, if you believe what ABC reports, which I do, in a task force setting that's working on that, which means they're not just working this. There's a few that are going to be dedicated to this, but they're working a lot of other things because when something else with the task force comes up that, oh my gosh, we need to do this search warrant or, oh goodness, we need to check out this bank robbery or we've got this or that, they're going to do that. And a few will be dedicated to Nancy. And certainly they're saying 20 assigned to Nancy. Those are what we call continuing leads, which doesn't mean you're full-time assigned. It's a lot for them to get to. It's a lot for them to get to. Let me just do two more here. Yeah, Denver Gypsy. She says, total wrench attack. Listen, please look at what Certic says. Read their whole report. Look up Certic. I've gone over them in a large degree. They aren't just blowing this out to just say something. And no, it's not part of their, somebody said, well, maybe it's part of their advertising. They're a $2 billion company. They have helped the Bureau solve one of the biggest crypto cases ever, the Korean-backed hacker case. This isn't advertising. This is reporting. This is reporting to say, these are the cases we're working on. So I don't think they're doing it for that reason. They have too much on the line. Let me see. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Initially, I'm not going to lie. If you look back initially, before, again, we had a lot of new information, I thought, geez, is he trying to get through to somebody? And then I thought, well, who's going to be watching the camera inside? And then I thought, well, his partner who entered from the backside could be watching the camera from the inside. And he's saying, open the door. Look, I'm out of here. What got me away from that, again, was facts. As soon as I saw the close-up photo, zoomed in on it, you can see, and I have it here, the embedded plant matter that to me shows he wasn't just waving it, he grabbed at it. And then we see a picture of him grabbing it using the plant matter. At least that's what it looks like to me. All right, one more question. Okay, let's see. RPI Solo 8220 says you keep saying unsophisticated. Yeah, don't get me wrong. He's sophisticated enough to keep the Bureau on the ropes for 132 days. So you're right. Certain things seem unsophisticated. He shouldn't have gone out during a full moon. He shouldn't have had reflective strips. You don't carry your gun like that. Not having anything to properly grasp, not understanding that Nest camera would be slippery, and having something more tacky to be able to do that, if that's what he did. Yeah, none of that seems sophisticated, but he's sophisticated enough to get this done. And certainly whoever's behind this, I believe, is very, very sophisticated. All right, everyone, we'll leave it there. If I did not get to anybody who made a kind donation like Bev's Cankles, I am so sorry. Sometimes I do not see them come up, especially if it's coming really quickly. So anyway, I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank my mods, who I think are just so the best in the business. They are great and have been so loyal to this channel for so long. So I want to thank them, and everybody, to all the members. I want to really give you a shout out and say thank you for being a member of this channel. We have coming up, so tomorrow is Monday. I will be Monday on Hidden Killers, not on my channel, at 12 noon. I'll be on Hidden Killers with Robin Dreek, Tony Bruschi. Love that channel. So fun. We always kind of have, Kawasaki, thank you. Thank you so much for being a new member. I really, really appreciate you. Nevertheless, 12 noon Monday, I just want to give you the rundown. Tuesday and Wednesday, no show, likely, possibly Tuesday late night. I'm working on a guest for that night. I have crazy, crazy stuff going on with my real job, and so not going to be able to do a day show for either of those days. Thursday, I definitely will have a show. And then actually Thursday, I'm on another channel as well. I really like that channel. I went on with them at the beginning of this case. I was on with them in Idaho. They have a huge following. Really like the channel. Nevertheless, I'll be on with them. Friday, a special guest. We will have Brian Enten in the house on Friday. So looking forward to having my buddy back on and us being together and doing that show together. So, and that will be at 2 p.m. Friday Eastern. 2 p.m. Friday Eastern. Y'all, thank you so much. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want to end with a picture of Nancy up on the screen because she is what this is all about. Everyone, till next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie and for all the missing.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.